Thanks for tuning in to Aggregate Sound on WRCT Pittsburgh.
This is 1-to-1 on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Lone gunman walking up to a group. group of persons standing at a shop, opening gunfire. Five persons were shot and injured, two of whom would have later succumbed to their injuries.
Any idea, though, as to the motive for this particular shooting?
This area has been having an issue with gang conflict for quite some time. This predates me and a number of other commanders in the division. Both the McKinley Crescent, the Winter Road area, they have been in a conflict for some time. And the preliminary assessment from the intelligence team is that this conflict, this incident last night, would have originated from a continuation of this conflict.
Do you get the impression that the singer was the one who was targeted?
Again, the preliminary assessment by the intelligence team. We're looking at the persons who were affected by this incident last night, but whether by injury or the deceased individuals. Mr. Shaw has jumped out in this assessment because he has a son who is known in the space as a violence producer. In fact, his son is currently in our custody on a charge of murder. And as a result, you know, trying to get a better understanding, we are looking to see if the activities of the son could have resulted in him being targeted.
It was so sad. First, they would say the untimely passing of Ayanna Adichie. See me? Around this subject, so we look at it, you know. Just go for the peace and the same as the tranquility of the family. And,
it's passing touchy though. I see you crying. I see tears running down.
Yeah, man.
How deep it cut?
Well, the wound, yeah, I tell you. You know what I say? You lose Aisha like Bobby now. Peter Touch, Bonnie Wheeler, Garnet Silk, and come loose. Tommy Diamond, look how she put Aisha in car. So who will have to leave for us? These youths who are singing the gun songs, yeah? I profess crime, I profess dehumanity. When will it end? So may I say, a father figure like that, Tommy Diamond, you know? The wound you cut deep, you don't know when will this ever heal. Because it's like a wound behind wound. Come like a cut where there's an hurt of every minute. Now I'll get time to heal. You see, that's how I feel, you see.
What would you say to them? You have the chance to look them in the eyes and say it. What would you say to them?
Well, we just want to worry them for us. Look back, check back. And just, the man of us hold a harder start. For if he now hold a harder, we will never get overthrown by what is coming towards us later on. You see me and say, for there's a greater trouble ahead. 3 years of a famine. And the man they need for just a looking at themselves, try to help them family who have youth, just try to look for them youth, try to secure them family. Just don't know the foolishness. Tell the idea, just live up, man. You see? Youth and youth, and them money alone, they left the idea to teach the idea knowledge through words and powers. And the idea knows that them a lose family, friend all over. The idea for us knows it. And us love brethren. This is for us, them thing for us done.
I have known Tommy Diamond for over 40 years. It's not just the man that they take away. They have robbed Jamaica of its legacy, of its history. You know, and I just want to pray today that this killing is a senseless killing. This man is a man who's a humble man like myself. He go anywhere without no fear. And they have taken him away. We take him away, but his legacy will live on forever. Amen. Jamaica will ever know of Tommy Diamond as a legend. Amen. A peaceful man. You understand? So I want to say to the family, on behalf of myself, my Prime Minister, and our party, we will always be here with the family. We won't leave you alone. So we'll always be here. You don't have to call upon us. We will be here to check up on you. And he's having dialogue with the security force to maintain our presence. So anything that we can do, I just want to say to the community, You know, I can count more than 40 persons since 1983 that I'm a part of this community that have died in this community. We want to make this one be the last one. He's our father. You know, we need to make this day an end. Young men, learn a skill. Learn a trade. Educate yourself and move from this senseless killing, because we're robbing Jamaica of what will help us down the road. Tommy Diamond's come back from way back in 69 in music, and he's a legend. Youngsters, take a page out of his book and turn your lives around, not just in Kingston Island, but in Jamaica. We need to get back to the day when we learn some skills and make ourselves independent.
Father God, we pray, because we know that there's a mighty man who passed away. Lord God, even his name spoke volumes. Lord God, mighty diamond. This was a precious stone, a precious gift, a gift that you gave to this country, Jamaica, land we love. And so in the name of Jesus Christ, power, and we say no more shall die out of this family in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we hold our heads up high. Father, we pray for healing. Heal the nation, heal the family, heal the land in the name of Jesus Christ. And by your resurrecting power, mighty God, you will do a new thing. Let your Holy Spirit remain in us. Rebel comes under the
I'm troubles we've got to open our eyes, for we need some equal rights. In this time of troubles we've got to realize, for we need some equal rights.
Get up and fight for your rights, my brothers. Get up and fight for your rights, my sisters.
Thank you.
shall spring from out of the earth. Thank you.
I had the opportunity to meet the Mighty Diamonds on a few occasions, but Tabby was always the quiet one. Judge and Bunny were always the ones that did all the talking, and Tabby would just sit there and observe, nod his head, things like that. So he was a very quiet person who just observed things. But we're going to miss him, and I love him, and all respect out to his family, his friends, and fellow reggae colleagues.
My name is Neil Fraser, professionally known as Mad Professor. While I wasn't born in London, I came here when I was around 13 years old. This is one of the rare studios that still uses tape as opposed to everything on a computer. So it's a real analog studio. I'm a multiple of different things. Sometimes I'm the cleaner that cleans up in here. Sometimes I'm the engineer because I built a lot of the effects in the studio. Sometimes I'm the producer, meaning I'm the one responsible for getting together certain musical projects. Dub, for the uninitiated, is a music that is created in the studio. So we reverse the rules and give the engineering of a track a certain identity where we put our stamp on the record. What happened really in the 60s when the record business really started, people would make a record and they'd have two sides. They'd have an A side and a B side. People like James Brown and a few other adventurous artists and producers decided that they would do like a part one, which was the vocal, and a part two, which was simply the instrumental. You're in a party and you'd play like, say, Sex Machine. Get up, get on up, get up, get on up, like a Sex Machine. And then you flip it over and you just get the same Sex Machine without the voice. Dang, dang. And that in turn spurned the rappers, the MCs, who would then put their own little take on top. Soul music was probably the biggest of all the musical influences over reggae and over Jamaican music. So in Jamaica, they then did the same thing. They'd record the A side, and then on the B side, they'd have the instrumental, which they then call the version. But dub is really when the engineer drop out parts of the rhythm, the rhythm section, and stick in some effects, and then create a whole new atmosphere that takes the listener somewhere between here and outer space. And in a dub version, anything could happen. Anything could happen. So you see, this is music to explore the mind and the soul. And the thing about a good dub, you could play it a million times and you'd hear it a million different ways, because every time you listen, you'd hear something different. And the whole combination of the effects and the pluses and the minuses, it takes you on a journey.
With you. Hey, out there in Radio Land, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, your favorite radio station. It is 7 o'clock. That means it is time for the radio calendar. Here are some things that you can do in our fair city. What can you do? You can go to Space Gallery, which is at 812 Liberty Avenue, and go look at the exhibit Deaf Brown American Mom by Fran Ladonio Flaherty. As a first-generation immigrant from the Philippines, her work addresses the intersectionality of racism, disability, and motherhood. Through humor, technology, and history, this exhibition examines Flaherty's experiences as a Deaf Brown American Mom and how to find her place in the city she now calls her home. The show is on display now through May 15th at the Space Gallery, again at 812 Liberty Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh. While you're downtown on Liberty Avenue, you should walk up to the 820 Liberty Gallery and go look at the exhibit called Simply Divine, a retrospective of Danny Divine, showcasing thought-provoking, uplifting, joyful, and playful works created by the late Pittsburgh native. Danny Divine was a graffiti writer, muralist, photographer, printmaker, painter, and mentor. The show runs through June 12th, again, at the 820 Liberty Gallery. And right around the corner, sort of, is the Wood Street Galleries. You can go there and see a collection of six new creations developed in recent years by Cynthia Campolisi that revolve around the concepts of presence and perception of space in both digital and physical environments through a variety of media such as interactive installation, generative compositions, motorization, and prints. The exhibition plunges the visitor into an analysis of their point of view. The show is running through June 26th at the Wood Street Galleries, which is at 601 Wood Street. For more information about any of these shows, you can go to the website trustarts.org. And as usual, you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club. They have their regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Go enjoy their wonderful music, perhaps get a bite to eat, and perhaps a drink. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339, which is at 400 Cedar Avenue in the North Side. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. Call 412-321-1834 to do that. Moving on to the concert calendar. Tonight, Club Cafe is hosting Memory Front, along with Hemlock for Socrates and Orange Mammoth. Greet Death and Infant Island will be at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. Jurgles is hosting Melvin Seals and JGB. Tomorrow night, Doom Drone will be at the Black Forge Coffee House, along with Doors in the Labyrinth, Echo Lightwave, Unspeakable, and Squabble. Roboto Project is hosting Fair Visions, along with Miles Hewitt, Lem and Teddy Cosmo. Steel Panther will be at Stage AE, along with Harmless Habit. Anand Wilder from Yaysayer will be at the Club Cafe, along with Sam Ye. Michael Ray is at Jurgles. Pedro the Lion is at Mr. Small's, along with Ocean Nader. The Bouncing Souls will be at the Spirit Hall, along with Pew Pew Pew, Blind Adam, and the Federal League.